10 minutes than I. Now, I'm not being sexist, but I think you'll find that it's women who are usually guilty of keeping hold of old clothes and shoes that they haven't worn in years. I wear my old stuff and then I chuck it away.
You don't throw anything away, you just wear it.
I know, well, I wear it.
Yeah,
I wear it till it disintegrates. Alison was talking about it yesterday when she was telling Phil Trow she uses the spare room wardrobe as a dumping ground.
I move my clothes out of the wardrobe and I do it seasonally as well. Come into your mouth then, Donna.
Sure.
Spare room, and those then that I don't wear for a while that don't re-emerge from my spare room wardrobe used to go in the loft for a while and then go to charity shops, but now I'm teaching myself, just take them straight to the charity shop. But the rule of thumb is, if you have something in your wardrobe you have not worn for 18
you're pointing
months,
your finger now, you're worrying
then
me.
Throw it out. But I just can't bring myself to.
No, exactly, that was a very Gok Wan moment, wasn't it?
Well, there you are. It proves my point. Women really can't, or rather won't, throw things away. Donna Dawson's a psychologist and joins me on the line now. Hello, Donna.
Good morning.
Is that typical, then, of women?
Well, not according to the survey by the stain experts, Dr. Beckman. Actually, a third of women would throw out a favourite item of clothing if it was stained. They would just chuck it. They would be so upset. For them, it's the emotional equivalent of breaking up with a friend. You know, a piece of clothing is so much more than just the cloth. It's got our personalities in it. It's a statement about how we feel. It reminds us of a time and place where we wore
it. That's what I was going to say. Memories, I presume, are held in there.
Absolutely. Memories and what the colour means. You know, when you put on clothing, you're actually saying a lot of things about yourself, how you feel, how you want people to perceive you, whether you're going to be energetic or you want the calm and reassuring attitude, whether you want to stand out, be an individual or blend in.
What about keeping clothes that are too small in the hope you can get back into them?
Oh, yes. I'm very much with your female co-presenter there, whose name I don't know.
That's Alison.
Alison, you are a woman after my own heart. I have three wardrobes, one for when I'm 7 pounds lighter, one from when I'm 7 pounds heavier, and the one in the middle. And then I've got winter and summer clothes, and they are everywhere.
And you've got to move them seasonally, haven't
you? It's terrible.
You?
My husband's wardrobe is getting smaller and smaller, and I've just taken over the whole room. But the sad thing is that I think in these days of consolidation, we really have to learn to take care of the clothes that we do love. I've got two daughters who don't appreciate the value of money, and as soon as her cardigan bobbles, my youngest wants to throw it out. It's got bobbles on it. It goes in the charity bag. No, it doesn't. It's coming out. And similarly with stains, I think we just go into a panic, particularly if it's red wine or something like beetroot we think we can't get out. We think, that's it. That's the end of it. It has to be chucked.
I've got a linen suit with a stain on it I can't get out that I've kept thinking I'll wear it again.
What is it?
What, the stain?
The stain.
I'm not sure. It's Biro, I think.
Oh, no problem. Stain Devil, Biro, you can get that out.
Will
even
it come out?
After you've washed it, you can. Yes, you can. All you need is you get a pair of rubber gloves there, Tony.
Oh, dear.
You can actually just work it into the stain for a few minutes. It will disappear, guaranteed. Please don't let that linen seat languish because summer's the time to wear it.
Donna, what's the answer to all this? Are you advocating that people should just have a complete clear out?
No, I'm saying that, clear out, yes. I mean, I should have a clear out, to be honest. But, you know, and get your favourite clothes to the fore. The rest should probably get into bags and be shipped out gradually. And Alison's right. If you haven't worn it for 2 years, you probably aren't going to wear it, apart from those clothes that you're guaranteed to lose weight to get into. But I would say take care of what you got. We're in the credit crunch. We're trying to consolidate our possessions, not add more to them. We need to take care of them. And I think Dr. Beckman's message is there is a stain devil out there for every stain. So do go to the website. It's dr-beckman.co.uk and you will get rid of the red wine, the beetroot, the ballpoint pen and even the baby sick, which I'm experiencing now with my grandchildren living with me. So that's the toughest is fat and oils. But believe you me, even if you can't get to it as quickly, it will go as soon as you can get to it. Do take care of your clothing. Come on, guys, we can't afford to buy any more now.
All right. OK, Donna, listen, thank you very much for that. That's Donna Dawson there. It's only partway through that interview, Alison, that I actually realised that it was a Stain Devil promotion, wasn't it? I thought, how handy she just named a product I can get my stain out with. Then I realised it was sponsored by Stain Devil.
Will you stop saying that?
Sorry.
Say, if I tell you, if it gets rid of fat, we can just keep with the thin wardrobes then, can't we?
Good, all right.
Keep
then.
Rubbing it on my belly.
This programme's been brought to you mainly by Stain Devil. 5 minutes to 9, it's BBC Red Lancashire. Now it's time for the weather. Today, some sunny periods at first this morning.